I just want to finish the last few pages of these diaries. They're truly fascinating. You know, I thought that reading her diaries would humanize her more. You know, history sees her as this scheming courtesan who gained power through the trade. I thought I'd see that she was just trying to make a life for herself, or perhaps she'd gone insane from the clap. But she seems completely lucid all through these diaries. She truly enjoyed it. She describes the weeks she spent training the girls, forcing them to feel pleasure and crave certain types of stimulation. She seemed to love the transformation. And she would watch the first time when the woman was sold, and she loved it. It's completely contrary to all of the theories about her. Yes, I can't wait to thank him for his loan. He's coming by later tonight to discuss my plans for the rest of the collection and how we might present a better picture of her. The exhibit's going to be revolutionary. Oh no, you don't need to stay. No, really, it's fine. You know, since he decided to lend the library his collection, he's really stopped pursuing me. It's been fine. Yeah, I guess someone else caught his interest. I'm not sad. I'm glad he's finally seeing me as a professional. It's really a relief. He was really far too bold. Of course. Enjoy your Halloween. I'll look up. See you Monday.
Alone at last. I thought she would never go.
Who's there?
Who do you think it is, darling? You thought you could just read through my diaries, dissect my innermost thoughts, and that I wouldn't want to do the same? Naughty girl.
No, it can't be.
Can't it? No, you're right. You must be going crazy. Alone at night on Halloween in this huge creepy library talking to yourself. It's okay. I won't tell anyone.
I don't understand.
Of course you don't. Now, let me see what we have to work with here.
What? How? Why am I doing this?
I told you, I need to see you. Darling, it's a wonder he took any notice of you at all.
He?
So much for sexy librarians.
Hey, stop touching! Making me touch.
Well, perhaps there is some potential under all this drab black. I'm sure you must have some scissors around here, no?
Scissors?
Yes, and let's keep an eye out for that lovely red lipstick your friend was wearing. At least she knows how to accentuate her assets.
Fuck. 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 Be gone, spirit! Be gone!
Darling, you might as well stop fighting me. You know how it ended for the other girls.
The other girls?
The ones you studied so closely, pitied while you read through my diaries. But I know how wet you got reading my descriptions of their new lives. How was it you described them again?
What?
In my day, we just called them wanton whores, but I loved that word you used the other day when you were talking to your colleague. What was it? Bimbo?
That's not...
No, that's not all you said. Okay, now, look in the glass again. Doesn't that look so much better? Your lovely breasts displayed so nicely, and your long legs. Let's put on that lipstick, and then you can tell me exactly what I'm turning you into.
No.
Yes. Tell me what you're going to be now. Use just that phrase.
I used. A horny bimbo fuck doll?
Yes. The modern tongue has such a crude sense of filth to it.
No, don't touch.
Listen to you telling yourself to stop touching. My, you really are going mad. You're almost convinced that you're being controlled by a ghost. But it feels so good. Doesn't it? Your nipples so hard under the lace of your bra. It feels so good to make them stand out. Let's pull them out. Let's see them strain in the air. and show off your pretty... We would have said bosom, but what was that word? Titties. So crude. A perfect description for what you're going to be for him.
Who? What?
For him, my strong, independent host. By the end of tonight, your perfect little body will be all his. I thought you would be a bit more of a challenge at first, but once you snuck off to the bathroom to come after reading just my first diary, I knew he had seen something in you that I hadn't. The makings of an eager little wanton.
I didn't. I...
Oh, but you did. And now look at you. If we pull your skirt up, we can see your pussy dripping through your panties. Look. Look. Look at what a perfect little whore you're destined to be. Your full lips are just aching to suck. And your pussy, so swollen, needs to be full and used, doesn't it?
No.
I hardly need to push on your mind at all. You were already so eager. All I needed to do was remove your inhibitions. All gone now. Good girls love holding up their skirts in the library, don't they?
Good girls?
And now here you are. I can make you just a little more eager. Make that wet pussy drip just a little more. No hands now. Oh, no. No matter how much your quim aches for touch, your bud so swollen and aching and pink. How long will you be able to stand here just waiting for your new master? That's right. He's coming. Feel how that thrills you. The man who will own your body and use it for his pleasure is on his way.
Master... Oh, please let me touch.
Oh. I knew you couldn't wait. My favorite girls are always the ones who can't. And look at you, grinded against that bookshelf. Your bare legs wrapped around it as you grind your pussy so desperately. So desperately against the heart. But you know, it won't do you any good, will it?
No.
Oh, yes. Your master's coming, and he owns your orgasms now. And I'm sure he'll love being greeted with such a gorgeous sight. His new bimbo fuck doll. So eager for him. She's literally climbing the walls.
No, please. No.
That's it. Fuck it, just like that. Well, you are very welcome. I hope you don't mind if I watch. Oh, yes. She's so ready for you. Aren't you, Pat?
No, not him. Oh, I'm a good girl.
Yes, you are. And you want to be a good bimbo, don't you? Show your new master what a pretty little toy he has to play with now. Her nipples have been straining like that all afternoon. I bet they ache, don't they, little wanton?
Yes.
Now, show him what you've been rubbing against the bookcase. Turn around, bend over. Show him that aching quim. Come on now, you can spread those legs wider. Show him how wet you are for him. Oh yes, she was so ready. I really didn't need to do very much at all. Just look at her, dripping and ready for you. Oh yes, definitely. She'll definitely please you right here. My little wanton. Don't you want to feel your master's manhood between those pretty red lips? Taste it and know what a good girl you are. Show him how much you need it. Crawl to him and beg him for his rod.
Please. Master, please, may I taste your cock? May I please it with my mouth? My big slutty red bimbo lips.
It's been quite a few years, but I can still train a whore in fellatio, you say?
I'm a librarian.
Yes, you are. Look at you. You should be grateful he's letting you suck. I'm surprised that your new master hasn't decided to punish you for all your rejections of him in the past.
I didn't mean. I just... Oh, master. I'm sorry. No, please. I don't...
Deserve your cock.
Oh, I'm like a girl. Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry, miss.
Will you be a good girl now?
Yes.
A good girl for your master.
Yes.
Tell him what you'll be for him.
Horny bimbo fuck doll.
Will you? Now, tell us what you need, little wanton.
Please, I need master's cock in my pussy, please.
It's much better, don't you think?
Please, I need it. I'm aching for his cock. I need to serve his cock like a good little slut. I need to be his good little bimbo fuck doll, please. Oh, master, please. Please give me your big cock inside me, please. Yes. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, yes, there it is. Surrender to her master. Sight of a girl succumbing to her inner wanton in the hands of her master. Yes. Show her how to please you. Show her just where she belongs. Make her yours, and make her come on your cock, her new source of all pleasure. Good girl now.
Yes. Good girl.
Hmm.